Bill, would you mind very much if we took this conversation on the air with the lovely Robin Baumgarten?
I guess it'll be all right. I just worry about the language. Yeah. That's what my fear is,
Robin. I work blue a lot.
You're like the Lenny Bruce of local news.
How the heck are you, Robin?
It is so good to see you guys. I'm face to face.
How about that?
I know.
How about that?
Oh, God, this reminds me of the old Loop days, Wendy.
Yeah.
I know.
Right? God, when I started doing traffic at the Loop, Wendy, were you doing overnights on
the FM?
On the FM, DJing radio.
Spinning the tunes, and you were on with Johnny B.
Yeah.
And then you went in the helicopter, which scared me when you made that jump.
Yeah, it scared me too. I don't prefer not to think about it now, you know, when you're young.
They said, here's your next move.
Yeah.
You'll be in the helicopter every morning doing traffic. Did you say yes right away, or did you think about it for a little bit?
Well, you know, when you're working in, like, the traffic world, you know, you're making peanuts. And then it's like all of a sudden they're like, well, you know, even if it's a little bit more, you're like, sure. Because you're like, you know, used to making like $12,000 a year, you know. So it's like, sure, I'll do that. And then you're like, okay, yeah, sure, I can do this.
Ever any near misses? Was there ever any incidents? Good.
The pilots were great. But it's like, you know how when you're young and you don't think about...
You're not
scared of anything. I mean, once I had kids, I'm like, I thought about it more, even though it's still perfectly safe. The pilots are still great. I just don't know if I could do it now, for sure.
You become a big baby when you grow up.
Terrible.
But your hero was always Flying Ed Peterson. I know you always used to talk about how much of a hero he was to you.
I hate to say that I'm too young to know,
do not
who,
know
that
who that
is.
I don't know who that is.
I'm too young for a Bill Leff reference.
He would come on when I was a kid on Ray Rayner's show. They would cut to Flying Ed Peterson, who was up in a helicopter, and you just hear that, well, there's no problems on the outbound, but there's problems on the inbound.
I remember Ray Rayner. Yeah. I don't remember that part.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
No, that was 1,000 years ago.
Easier for men to hit themselves in the chest.
Yeah, that hurts.
I'm having angina right now, to be honest with you. Sorry for my language.
It's so great to be here in the window studio. We're locked in that big metal contraption and cedar block on the northwest side.
But the story of that building, the history of that building, don't you walk in there every day and just go, wow, what this building has seen?
Well, the funny thing is, I think I have a picture of me when I was on Bozo Circus, and I wasn't, you know, of course, we don't have a picture that's clear of me with Bozo. Those are all blurry and my heads are cut off. But there's a clear picture in the cafeteria, and it's the exact same wallpaper.
Really?
By the vending machines.
Oh. Is it really?
From 1974 as it is now. Oh, yeah. Well, they just recently redid it, like in the last 6 months. But up until then, you could match the wallpaper. So it's all exactly the same, Bill.
They haven't changed it at all.
Not a thing.
I can't believe you went to see Bozo Circus, too. Am I the only one in Chicago who never got to go to Bozo Circus?
Your tickets are coming. They're almost here, Wendy. Don't panic. When you went into that studio, when you saw Bozo Circus live for the first time, didn't you think, well, this can't be, because on television it's 20 times the size of this.
Oh, yeah. And people still, when they come in the studio, you can't believe it's not a big room.
Yeah.
It was four rows of bleachers and everything was all jammed in. But
do you know why? I think it's because they would say at the beginning, and a cast of thousands. And as a kid, you went, well, there must be thousands of people.
Right.
Or they said thousands,
right.
But no, it's really small.
Little did we know it was just the thousands of people waiting in the hallway to get in there.
Studio.
And literally up until just about a couple of years ago, they still had those big box TVs hanging on those metal contraptions.
Oh, yeah.
So when you were waiting in line, and they hadn't been in use forever, but they're just kind of dangling there waiting to
fall on somebody's head.
So it's said since 1975. But it's like, it's great. It's a lot of history, Bill. Yes,
history.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right, we were talking about when you left Brandmeier's show and went into the helicopter and did traffic, and then lo and behold, here you are on the WGN Morning News. How many years have you been doing it?
It's like 21 years.
Oh my God!
On WGN Morning News, taking into account the traffic and anchoring and doing all that, but it's been a long, frightening
it is
time. My voice is cracking.
Best show. That's okay. Bill's will too. It is the best show on television.
Get out of here!
No, it is.
And I mean, I can't. I got to be honest with you. I can't believe that you've gotten away with all this stuff for so long. It is so genuine, yet you get real news. It's so awesome.
I think we just got lucky that we were all so young when we started. And in the beginning, they didn't really know what to do. They're like, all right, we'll give it a few years. No one's paying attention. And that's the best case scenario. So they let us get in a groove and get used to things. And then after a while, they're like, well, it seems to be working. I guess we'll leave
number
it be.
Number one morning show.
You guys beat Good Morning America regularly. You beat the Today Show regularly, the regular version, and then the alcoholic thing they do at the end. Honestly, every ratings period, you guys are way up on top.
We've been very lucky.
And Channel 2 just runs old Gidget reruns. They don't even run news anymore.
They've tried. No one can hold a torch to you guys.
You know what? It's been a great run. Thank God. Yeah. Thank God. And it's, you know, I feel so lucky having come from Brandmeier's show and then to be with another great group of people, because I still love those days of not showering before I went to work, Wendy.
I know.
Working in the middle of the night with Brandmeier and Buzz.
We got, you know, that's why it was nice to be on radio. I hate that these cameras are in here now.
Oh, are we on? Are you seriously?
Yeah.
I should have told you.
No. It's closed circuit television.
I've been like scratching this itch I'm sorry.
That's fine. But that's what, whenever they do these tests where they go, what do you like about this? What do you like about that? The thing that everyone likes about you is you're everybody's neighbor. You're everybody's friend. Everybody knows you. And that's such a positive.
Everyone's kind of a little off neighbor.
Yeah.
I guess so. Well, if that's what they say, then that's a great compliment.
But you don't seem like an ultra polished news person. You just seem like, ouch. Oh, I know that girl who's doing the news there.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
I know. That was
really
kind of
hard.
That's a compliment.
Maybe you missed my pronunciation of Thailand the other day.
Thailand?
Very hard on.
Thailand is a health club.
What's a girl got to do? Seriously, we all have moments that Larry and I and Paul talk about that it's like, do you remember when you said Thailand? Do you remember when like Larry was reading a story and he said Jammed rifles instead of jammed rifle? You know what I mean? It's like, what? And we're looking at each other like, what did you just say? And you can't say anything until after it's done because it's a serious story.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys do it, because you just turn corners so quickly where you're doing something goofy with Hoover or Mike Toomey, and then it's legit news.
Right.
And I mean,
yeah,
it's tough.
It is tough, but it's, you know what, it's, you get kind of in a groove when real news is happening. That's what people want to hear.
Yep.
So, I mean, I thank God for the people I work with, because Larry can get in the lane pretty quickly.
He's so good. And everybody there is so good. All right, so this is a little personal, but when Roseanne Taliz was the other host.
It's Taez.
Taez. Is that how you say it?
That's like my pronunciation. Yeah. Well done.
Was it Taez? All right. So she was the other host for quite a while, and you were doing traffic.
Right.
And then she decides to go over to Channel 2.
Right.
All right. What was that process like? Because there were a couple of names mentioned as potential co-hosts, and you nailed it. You got it. But was that a shock for you to just go in all of a sudden and go, that's the co-host job?
My secret strategy, being on maternity leave, not being on the air, and they couldn't see how bad I would be.
Oh.
I was on maternity leave.
Good.
And it was, you know, so all this was going on and I didn't know. And then when she left, they're like, I was, you know, I had a couple more weeks of maternity. They're like, why don't you stay home one more week and then we'll see if we'll bring you in. And I'm like, fantastic.
Wow.
So it was the best.
Wow.
The best.
I'm going to have another baby.
I know.
You got to have another baby. It's good for
your career. Maybe my timing will be better.
You'll be running this place.
Yeah,
so
I was pretty far removed from that. But I miss Roseanne every day. She is just one of my favorite people in the business. I don't know if you've had a chance to meet her, but she's awesome.
She's wonderful. And I loved Randy Salerno.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Such a sweet guy.
Going back, and since it's been, you know, we just did our 20th anniversary not too long ago of the show. And, you know, for this primetime special, we're looking at old pictures and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I still miss him. He was just the funniest guy.
He was a great guy.
And a great reporter, too.
Yeah.
But, oh, so sad.
What's this primetime special you speak of? I haven't
you
heard a
talk
thing
about it. Say something about it,
Can
please.
We take a break first and then find out about it?
I have nothing to do.
All right.
So you scratch.
Stick. Robin's here. She's scratching. That's why we invited her. If you have any questions or comments or want to come into the studio and watch her scratch, 981-7200, Spill and Wendy, WGN.
Speaking of WGN-TV, the pride and joy of the morning news show, Robin Baumgarten, in the studio.
You are
great
both the pride
here.
And the joy, Robin. Both.
That's what my parents tell me every day.
They're right.
Every day.
Parents don't lie. They don't lie. This primetime special is a very exciting venture. What exactly will go on?
Well, it's one of those things where they realized, oh, we're not going to have the CW anymore after September 1st. And we got about a month to fill before we figure it. So they're like, well, you guys are here. Why don't you do that Wednesday night in the middle of September from 7 to 9? So that was born.
Oh.
This great idea that has been hatched in the last 30 days.
Oh.
And it's going to be lovely television for a two-hour showcase. We actually have Mike Ditka coming in.
Oh, that'll be fun.
We have Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
We have Frank Caliendo. And Gilbert Gottfried. So
oh, great.
We actually have some pretty nice guests coming in, which is not typical for our morning show. Yeah. You know, everyone usually cancels at the last minute, air quotes. We're sick.
Oh. And get a lot of that. Acrobatic cats, I heard Dean mention today,
that's
too.
That's a big one. Yeah.
Because Ditka said he wouldn't do the show unless they're acrobatic
cats.
Unless
they get a gig, too.
He's
you know?
Weird like that.
So I guess the idea is to give people kind of a taste of what we do in the morning. Kind of without the news, we'll have some trending things, but obviously if news breaks, we'll have it. But it's more like our 9 o'clock hour is with more guests and more having fun. And I don't know, it'll be interesting to see if Larry and I and Paul and I actually have enough to say to each other when there's not news in between, because you know, you worked with each other long enough, you're like, all right, I've officially run out of things to say.
I hear there will be singing.
There will be some, we might have an actual band there, but I mean, I don't know if I'll get called in if someone cancels. That might actually happen. That usually does happen if I have to step up and do something. But
I love, you are such a good sport.
Oh,
you
Can
really are.
Can I recommend
are,
Bob Trendler and the Big Top Band? They're available.
Never heard of them.
And they know the building. That was Bozo's house band. You could get them, and they know the area. Are you looking forward to this? You must be looking forward to this.
You know what? I am, because tomorrow I'm not going to be on the morning show, and we'll just be on in the evening.
Oh,
so
that would have been such a quick turnaround,
right? So we thought we were going to have to do both, but I don't know. They realized that we'd have to.
Is everyone
to pay
taking
us
the
twice
day off
or something?
Yeah, they don't want to pay.
No,
us
the
twice.
Morning. I think the early morning crew will be doing the morning show, and then we'll be in. It'll be interesting to see what Larry and Paul look like, what, you know, on a decent night's sleep. Yeah. And if they look more attractive. I don't know. Maybe I will actually look like I don't want to, you know, kill somebody. It'll be interesting to see evening Larry or evening Paul. So I'm tuning in for that.
If this takes off, and it will, do you think they'll say to you, we'll do this more often, we'll do this a couple times a month? Would you be up for that or not?
Sure.
Why not?
Robin's up for anything once.
Yeah. I'll do anything once, Bill. Right. So we'll see how this goes, but it's like, sure, I'm sure it'll be syndicated any day. They're going to be calling us like crazy. That's how things go for us.
This will show in other parts of the country, right? This isn't just Chicago, is it, or is it?
Boy, that's information I should probably know. Is it on everywhere?
I would think, because WGN America, which is will be running it, that's still national. Let's say yes.
I like your answer.
I know sure it'll be streaming live on WGNTV.com/something-something.
All right. What about on the Al Jazeera network? Will it run on there at all?
I don't know. It might. It might be everywhere. I'm all sure it's gonna go gangbusters across the country and so all it should be fun.
Good.
It should be fun.
A lot of texts coming in. Robin, you make all of us from Queen of Peace proud.
Oh, Queen of Peace, alma mater.
Yep.
South Side.
I love Robin and all. You always put a smile on everyone's face. Thank you.
Oh, isn't that nice?
I'm telling you, everybody
is that my
loves
mother?
You guys.
Yeah, your mom.
She doesn't know, she doesn't know how to text.
Love you and the gang, Robin. Who's the biggest diva out of all of you?
Paul Conrad.
Is he Paul? Yeah.
Oh, he's terrible.
Why
I mean,
is he
you have
like
to
that?
Buff his head every day. The bald head has to be buffed just a certain way. Certain under eye makeup. And if his beard is growing out to, you know, grizzly bear lengths, we have to have it trimmed with the certain trimmers. He's awful.
Why did I see a picture of him wearing lederhosen German garb as a small boy? Did they dress him like that as a small boy?
He actually was in a traveling family band with his family. He's one of seven kids, and they did like the Von Trapp type of thing and went to fairs and festivals. He doesn't like to talk about it very much.
I can see why he wouldn't.
Isn't
like
that crazy?
The German Partridge family.
Right.
I saw a picture of him like that a while ago, and I thought, well, they somehow photoshopped it to make it look like he was in The Sound of Music, but then I saw more pictures, and I go, no, he really did that.
They really did that. He doesn't. It's he doesn't like to talk about it too much. I don't know if it...
How long did he do it? Like into his teen years?
It was a little too long, is all I know.
Was that the demo tape that he sent in to get the job on GM?
It might have been. Like, it might have been like he's 19 or something. I don't know. Maybe it was going a little too long, and then he just said, well, we're done. It was good while it lasted. I love you, fam. And I don't know. But in certain circles, I'm sure they've heard of the Conrad family singers. I wasn't at any of those festivals.
Did they go on without him, or did they? He broke up the band. He was the Yoko Ono of the...
He was 5 of 7. In the rundown of the family. So I don't, they had a couple of stragglers at the bottom. Maybe they kept it going for a while. I don't know.
I heard that Sammy Hagar replaced him when he left. Sammy Hagar fill in.
Those are the best years.
Yes.
The Van Hagar family singers. Those are my favorite. My favorite.
They're so good.
Yeah. So he's actually a pretty good singer. He won't
Is he really?
On.
Yeah.
And surprisingly fleet of foot. He can run like the wind.
Really?
Oh. Two things you won't know about him.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a diva. He runs like the wind, and he could sing like a bird.
What else do you want from a guy?
Will we find out more in this primetime special about each and every one of them? I sure hope so.
Yeah, well, it's so great to see you guys.
Great to see you.
Thanks for letting me come in.
The special is going to be great, but honestly, on a daily basis, you guys put out the best locally done show that I could ever imagine in
Chicago.
Back
at you. I love listening to you guys on the way home. So
thank you. Every time Bill's on vacation, I always ask you to come in and co-host, and you're too tired.
Well, the problem is I'm good now until about noon, and then I'd be falling asleep on the console. So if you don't mind me sleeping through the second half of the show, I'm all yours.
How about the first half? You can do the first half.
Sure.
All right.
Sign me up.
Excellent. We got it on tape. Robin Baumgarten will be in. Are you taking any vacation the rest of the year? What about tomorrow?
I'll take tomorrow off. Come on in. Yeah,
no, busy tomorrow, but sure.
Primetime special.
Yes.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock to 9 o'clock tomorrow night. So thanks so much, guys.
Great to see you, Robin.
Good to
thanks
see you
a lot.
Both.
It's Robin Baumgarten. We'll take a quick break and then some news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.